Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
This is one of those official shows where I'm telling people to kiss my ass. It's necessary. I'm going to start off like that because the bullshit that I've got to deal with today. I mean, listen, I can take it, but it doesn't mean that I have to like it. It doesn't mean that I have to want to. It doesn't mean that I have to sit idly by and be quiet while people are lying, misrepresenting, misconstruing on purpose while trying to get me fired over some stuff they're trying to portray and insinuate that I said. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., coming at you, as I love to do. My POTUS show is every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio Channel 124. Mondays and Fridays, for the most part, is when I step out on my own and I do stuff on my YouTube channel, and that's what I'm doing right now. Because apparently I'm in the middle of a latest controversy, which comes with the business. I understand it. In the age of YouTubes, with algorithms, with bots, and all of this other stuff going on, people are looking for headlines, and obviously they're going to utilize people like myself and many others to do just that, to keep themselves relevant or just to talk shit and to just act like, you know what, they're poly purebreds while the rest of us are everything but a child of God. It's ridiculous. This latest incident or situation involves the shooting of this woman in Minnesota who was gunned down by an ICE agent, okay? And because she was murdered, because she was, obviously there's a lot of stuff going on. There's protests in the streets of Minnesota. Police force is there in droves. ICE agents are still there. The FBI is investigating the situation. The governor, former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, is basically demanding, or at least strongly requesting, that the FBI allow local officials in Minnesota to be involved in the investigation because the mayor of Minneapolis and the governor of Minnesota don't necessarily trust this Trump administration, which none of us can blame them for. If you look at the rhetoric being spewed from Kristi Noem, Homeland Security, being spewed by the vice president, J.D. Vance himself, not to mention what Trump said the other day in his tweet or in his post on his Truth Social platform, you can't blame people for having reservations or feeling the way that they feel. I understand it. That's the American way. That's the way it goes. But some of this stuff that's going on, I'm just not going to be quiet about it. Now, to be very, very clear, did you see the headline from the New York Post about me? In case you haven't seen it, let me show it to you right now, because the New York Post, okay, which obviously in its own way caters to right-wingers. What do they say? Stephen A. Smith calls Minnesota ICE shooting, quote, completely justified, end quote, from a lawful perspective. Okay, no fine. This is about Renee Nicole Good, the 37-year-old woman who I later learned is a mother of three that was gunned down, shot in the head by an ICE agent. Now, I'm not saying that quote is inaccurate. I'm saying it's incomplete. It's amazing to me how people leave stuff out. That's on purpose. That's on purpose. And it ain't just to grab headlines. It's to paint a picture, in this case, of me, acting as if this woman getting gunned down, well, you know something, she deserved it. That's how you're trying to paint it. That's how you're trying to paint it, which is not what I said. Which is not what I said. But people are going to act like they did anyway. And then you got somebody like my former colleague at ESPN, Keith Olbermann, with this damn post, wherever the hell it was. By the way, speaking of a lot of people who actually built the place, it's time for ESPN to fire Stephen A. He is now damaging the brand in a way his on-air cartoon character could never approach. Cartoon character? This is by somebody who uses a cartoon or an animated version, you know, for his avatar, as his avatar, as his handle or whatever it is, to hide how the hell he really looks with his pot-bellied ass walking around with a poodle, acting like they're more dogs are more important than human beings. That's this guy. And he popping stuff about me. Keith Olbermann. I'll deal with his ass in a second. But before I do that, let me say, or let me show you rather, what exactly it was I said. I said it on my own platform, on POTUS Radio. I said it on my YouTube channel. But this was me with Bill O'Reilly and Chris Cuomo on Chris Cuomo's show, Cuomo, on News Nation this past Wednesday night. I want y'all to watch what Bill O'Reilly said and then watch and hear exactly what I said in response. Please take a listen to this.
It's whether or not the guy had to shoot her in the head to avoid being hurt himself. Well, that is the legal question. And then there's the bigger question of why he was even in Minnesota.
Look, I'm going to leave that to the jury or wherever it comes or investigates, Cuomo, because I wasn't there and I don't know.
Here's where I'm disappointed, Bill. Here's where I'm disappointed, Bill, in your response. So you can have an opinion about her, but you can't have an opinion about the officer, even though you've seen the video numerous times. You've seen the video. I've watched it 10 times.
I can't put myself in his shoes.
Okay. No, I didn't say put yourself in his shoes. Hold on, Chris. I'm not telling you to put yourself in his shoes, Bill. I'm telling you that you have been in this business for decades, and I've seen countless times where you've evaluated something based on what you saw, and you've deduced a conclusion, not legally, but you've deduced a conclusion, whether right or wrong, as it pertains to what you saw on video. So to say that you can have an opinion about her, but you can't have an opinion about the officer, the ICE officer, makes no sense to me.
I think it's irresponsible to do that.
Okay.
Because I don't know the state of mind of the man when a vehicle is coming at him.
Fair.
It's irresponsible to do it.
Let me be irresponsible.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay, I'm coming to you. Let me be irresponsible. She, like you said, was wrong. The ICE officer is in front of you. You got one on the side. You got an officer in front of the vehicle. She had no business being in that position. It was irresponsible. She definitely provoked a situation she had no business doing. And I'm not here to support sanctuary cities either. So I agree with you on that, Bill O'Reilly. What I'm saying is this, from a legal perspective, because she took off in the car, okay, we know he's not going to get prosecuted. We know that the officer is not going to be held accountable for it. Now I'm touching on your humanity, and I'm talking about the officer. You moved aside. You had to pull out your gun and shoot in the head. You couldn't shut the tire. You couldn't have made sure she couldn't get away. A 37-year-old woman, she wasn't coming down the street going 90 miles an hour. She was stationary. She was still. And then she took off. So you had to move out the way as she was taking off, okay? And you shoot her in the head. So, there you have it. To reiterate, let me be very, very clear about what my position is. I am a black man born in the streets of New York City and raised in them as well. One of the things that I religiously preach about is that when the police pull you over, roll down all your windows and put your hand on the steering wheel and make sure you obey law enforcement, because the objective is to get out of that situation and make sure you make it home. We know the issues involving brutality on the part of police officers. We know historically the kind of things that we've talked about when it pertains to black folks and the police and law enforcement overall. So I'm always going to be of the consistent position, no matter what your ethnicity or gender is, in the moment when you are dealing with armed law enforcement officials, you obey their orders so you can make sure you get home safely. Renee Good did not do that. She did not do that. There was an ICE officer standing in front of her vehicle, one on the side, them requesting that she get out of her vehicle. She backed up in an effort to try to get away. But backed up before moving forward in an effort of trying to get away. And then you have people like the vice president or Kristi Noem for Homeland Security talking about how, you know what, it was an act of domestic terrorism. That is ridiculous. I said that too. That is ridiculous. You know what I said, ladies and gentlemen? If you could move out the way, you could have avoided shooting her in the head. And you also could have shot the tire. You are a trained officer. Don't tell me that you could do all of that. You could get out of the way, but you could not avoid shooting her in the head. Where was your humanity? That's what I said. I said that Wednesday. I said it Thursday. I'm saying it today. Even though we understand because he's law enforcement and she didn't get out of her vehicle and she tried to escape, therefore, from a legal perspective, because of the act of taking off in her motor vehicle, the motor vehicle is viewed as a weapon. In all likelihood, legality is on his side. And then they're bringing up how somebody dragged him down the road a year ago and harmed him and stuff like that. So he might have been traumatized by this whole situation. I'm saying from a legal perspective, it's on his side because he is law enforcement. He was trying to enforce the law federally, and she ignored it, and in the process of doing so, took off, almost ran him over, at least in their eyes, and he shot at her. They're not going to prosecute him. I did not say he was justified. As in morally, as in ethically, as in his own humanity, because that woman should still be alive. Where's your humanity that you have no problem, no compunction whatsoever, pulling out your pistol and shooting at her multiple times and hitting her in the head and killing her? A mother of three, 37 years of age. How could you do that? How could you do that? She wasn't pointing a gun at you. Why would you do that? I said that too. And then you hear reports about him calling her an effing B after he shot her. Because now you're hearing those reports, and apparently there's video that's saying that. I haven't seen it. That's what I'm being told. That's my point. On one hand, she had no business being in that position. She had no business driving off. And as a result, from a legal perspective, he's going to be justified, but it doesn't make him morally, ethically, or humanly right because he's not. What's the problem? On a far more innocuous level, let me remind y'all that just months ago when I was on TV because Tyreek Hill, star wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, got pulled over and ultimately dragged out of his car right outside the stadium before a Miami Dolphins game, I sat up there and said, you're lucky you're alive. Because when he was pulled over by the police, he wouldn't roll down his window. He opened the door and said, hold on, and closed the door without the windows being rolled down. And the police opened the door and snatched his ass out of there and said, you don't tell us what to do. We tell you what to do. Knowing that you're dealing with law enforcement, ain't the objective to get home safe and to fight another day? It's wrong for me to point that out and to highlight that reality? Evidently, it is, according to a whole bunch of folks on the left, progressives, and especially and specifically Mr. Keith Olbermann. First, let me say this about the New York Post, relatively right-wing in its own way. That headline was misleading. Because even though I said what you said I said on the headline, that wasn't all that I said. And to paint a picture, oh, he agrees with us, meaning folks on the right, or like the vice president, or like Kristi Noem. No, I wasn't. I don't agree with them because they're acting like it's morally, ethically, and humanely justified. I'm talking legality when I'm talking justification. Nothing else. Everything else about it is wrong, inhumane. Morally and ethically wrong, period. That's my position. But you're trying to paint a different picture. And I don't appreciate that. Not with something this serious. I don't appreciate that at all. I know what I said. And people in this day and age with their bots, their algorithms, and everything else, you just parse out stuff and just leave stuff out that you want to leave out because it doesn't make for a more salacious headline. Thank God I got my own platforms to address bullshit like this. Now let me get to Keith Olbermann. And I want to say this about Keith Olbermann. I'm sick of your pathetic ass. I really, really am. You're a 66-year-old, barely with any friends. Who the hell knows what's going on in your life? And all you do is sit back, and the second you disagree with somebody, you pop shit. You, of all people, you, Keith Olbermann, literally trying to get me fired? It's time for ESPN to follow Stephen A. He's hurting the brand. He's bad. He's damaging the brand. What? Cartoon character? Who looks more like a cartoon character than you? Keith Olbermann, you can't run 5 feet with your fat self. And I'm not talking about fat people. I'm talking about Keith Olbermann. You can't run 5 feet. You've been walking around with a cane, exercising melodrama every chance you get. All you do is make enemies. You napalm bridges all the time, including ESPN. And you got the nerve to talk about me? You think I'm going to say, how many times? I want y'all to know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been in this business since 1994. I have never uttered a negative syllable about Keith Olbermann. Ever. Ever. Keith Olbermann is one of the greatest talents we have ever had in the history of sports television, if not television overall. An unbelievably, exceptionally gifted writer and commentator who is nothing short of exceptional at what he does. So why does he have to resort to being seen on YouTube and barely anywhere else? Because nobody wants him. Because he's a raw pain in the ass. That's why. Let's count the list. You know, Keith Olbermann, 1997. Still a member of ESPN. He's suspended by ESPN. Why? Because he called Bristol, Connecticut. You know, when asked by Craig Kilborn, our former colleague or his former colleague, because I wasn't there at the time, asked to name the most godforsaken place in the East. Keith Olbermann said Bristol, Connecticut, which of course is ESPN headquarters. Brass wasn't amused. He was suspended 2 weeks, all right, before apologizing and acknowledging in a 2002 Salon essay about his ESPN exit how he couldn't handle the pressure of working in daily long-form television. And added that the worst part was that he didn't realize he couldn't handle it at the time and acknowledged that he'd burned bridges with ESPN management. Let's transition. Still in the 90s, when he went over to Fox Sports and News Corp, getting fired by Rupert Murdoch, who called him crazy. This is Rupert Murdoch calling somebody else crazy. Okay? That's what he said. And why would he do that? Because in the late 90s, Olbermann joined Fox Sports and Fox baseball coverage. He said he was fired after reporting that Rupert Murdoch's company was considering selling the Los Angeles Dodgers, something his boss, Rupert Murdoch, allegedly didn't want aired. Murdoch told the New York Times he fired Olbermann and called them crazy, which ultimately other people would do. Let's go over to MSNBC. How about 2000? When he sat up there and created non-necessary drama and what have you. November 2010, Politico revealed that Olbermann had made $7,200 in personal donations to three Democratic candidates, including former Rep. Raul Grijalva, without getting prior approval from NBC News. Violating a policy against such contributions by on-air talent, MSNBC suspended him without pay. He returned after a couple of days, read a statement that did two things. Apologized to viewers, but also swiped at MSNBC's management. He told his audience he wanted to, quote, apologize to you viewers for having precipitated such anxiety and unnecessary drama. He argued that the network's rules were inconsistently applied, saying he mistakenly violated an inconsistently applied rule. Didn't apologize to NBC News itself, which several outlets at the time noted as anti-apology, And then he says, I am not a liberal. I am an American. Meanwhile, during the 2000s, his nightly special comments against the Bush administration, later on the GOP, helped define MSNBC's left-leaning brand, according to many, many reports. But he insisted he wasn't just a partisan voice. He's not a liberal. He's an American. Let's go over to him talking about the war. We are at war with Russia. Post-MSNBC, he launched a resistance video series for GQ after Donald Trump's first election. We're at war with Russia. He argued that the U.S. was no longer, quote, a sovereign nation in any meaningful sense, rhetoric that critics said was hyperbolic, but perfectly in line with the apocalyptic tone of his Trump-era commentaries. Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Now you go this, current TV, mutual accusations, and a $50 to $70 million lawsuit. Oberman claims after his abrupt 2011 exit from MSNBC took down Countdown to Current TV. Oberman took Countdown to Current TV, co-founded by Al Gore. It imploded fast, according to reports. April 2012, filed a lawsuit, just 1 year after arriving there, filed a lawsuit seeking $50 to $70 million from Current, accusing the network of breach of contract and failing to live up to its promises about resources and production quality. In the complaint published by The Hollywood Reporter and others, his side alleged that Current was, quote, incompetent, end quote, and had repeatedly breached his contract by not providing the agreed-upon staff, technical quality, editorial support. Current TV's counterattack. They fired back. Oberman failed to deliver on his contractual promises, engaged in serial and material breaches, including allegedly missing work, refusing to promote the network, and publicly undermining colleagues. Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Ask MSNBC, ask ESPN, ask Fox. Same old, baby. Same old, but I ain't finished. They framed him as someone who sabotaged their efforts rather than being a victim of mismanagement. Both sides settled in 2013 with undisclosed terms. How about the Thon scandal involving Penn State? Remember that? When Oberman had his show Oberman on ESPN2? February 2015, Penn State supporter tweeted at him, "We are," with a link about Thon, the university's student-run pediatric cancer fundraiser, which had been raised over $13 million, and Oberman replied in a single word, calling them pitiful. As more Penn State students and alumni pushed back, he escalated, calling some morons and repeatedly using pitiful to describe both them and the university's academics. How about the ESPN suspension and apology? Because the worldwide leader, my day job, condemned his comments as entirely inappropriate and suspended him for the rest of the week, pulling his show off the air. I can relate to suspensions. I was suspended because of the word provoke with the whole Ray Rice scandal. Remember that? I'm not immune to this. I ain't do this stuff. I wasn't intentionally and repeatedly insubordinate. Okay? Mistakes happen. This dude ain't mistakes. It's insubordination. It's disruption. It's a I don't give a shit attitude about anybody but what I feel and what I want. On Twitter, he walked back his comments, insisted he tried to finish the "We Are" chant sarcastically, but accepted responsibility. Later, ESPN declined his contract. How about what he talked about with Angel Reese? He called her a fucking idiot and classless because she was waving a gesture hand in front of Caitlin Clark, but said nothing about Caitlin Clark. Oberman then posted a mea culpa. "I apologize for being uninformed last night about the backstory on this bubble." So suddenly, one of the most brilliant geniuses in sports journalism is going to lean on the notion that he was unprepared in targeting Angel Reese, but not Caitlin Clark. Really? Really? We were born that night, not last night, bro. But this is Keith Oberman. What about when he went at Riley Gaines, who's a Republican? How he targeted her, a former swimmer at Kentucky, a prominent critic of transgender women competing in women's sports. On X, he quote tweeted Gaines and wrote, quote, "Can you address the reality and move past it? You sucked at swimming. That's why you lost." In another post, he called her a nasty, unsuccessful transphobe and highlighted that she was, quote, second team all conference. Riley Gaines responded by posting her SEC titles and her NCAA finishes and calling him an old man, while commentators from across the spectrum criticized Oberman's remarks as sexist and needlessly personal. How about the MSNBC racist purges? Remember that? When you sitting up there and you tried to publicly urge Rachel Maddow, Chris Haynes, Lawrence O'Donnell, and others to protest a reshuffling of the lineup in early 2025 and warning that not doing so would make them complicit. So in other words, they got to do what you want them to do. Otherwise, they're complicit. They ain't have a job. They can't have family feeds. They can't have family members to take care of, huh? They got to do what you say. This is Keith Olbermann. This is Keith Olbermann. And of course, he came after me with the whole Jimmy Kimmel scandal. Accused me of prostituting myself to the right wing. And again, the latest person he called an idiot. Because the only people that are smart in Keith Olbermann's world is himself, people he likes, his friends, or progressives. I could call him names, but I won't. Keith Olbermann's skills are not to be challenged. SportsCenter became SportsCenter because of him and Dan Patrick. ESPN, me and my success at ESPN, I ride on the shoulders of people like him, Dan Patrick, John Saunders, Stuart Scott, Craig Kilborn, Dick Vitale, Chris Berman, Chris Mortensen, God rest his soul. These people and what they've meant to the network, everything ESPN was, everything they became, all of us who followed benefit from it. We appreciate that. Until this dude wants to be an ass. You got the nerve to call for me to be fired? Why? If I said the stuff about Trump that you've said about him, that you still say about him, that you said about George W. Bush, would you be saying it then? Ladies and gentlemen, at some point in time, would y'all please stop letting these people hide behind politics? I am a moderate. I'm not a MAGA guy. I'm not a right-wing guy. I'm not a left-wing progressive guy. I am a moderate. I voted for one Republican in my life. That's Chris Christie. I ain't scared to vote for one again. I didn't vote for Trump. I won't vote for J.D. Vance. Can't say what I'll do when it comes to Marco Rubio, because I actually like him. But I see Democrats on the right side. Josh Shapiro, Wes Moore. Those are my two favorites. So we know where I stand. But if you stand differently than me, I don't call you names, and I certainly don't call for you to be fired. Y'all need to wake up and understand people like Keith Olbermann are the problem in America. They want you to march lockstep with their thinking. If not, you're all of these names he wants to call you. Never looking in the mirror, probably because he doesn't have time to walk to one. It'll take too long. That's how pathetic this guy can be. You want to talk about everybody else, but don't look at yourself. You want to pop mess about everybody else, but don't look at your resume. There are very, very few people on the planet that have napalmed bridges in their respective industry more than Keith Olbermann has done in broadcast journalism. No one, I repeat, no one would question his capabilities and greatness as a broadcaster. Everyone would tell you he's far more than different. At times, he seems a bit demented. But to sit up here and to use a headline and to use my position about Renee Good, God rest her soul, and to leave the other stuff that I left out, and to just point to the legality of the situation and to act like that's justification for me to be fired? My man, that's pathetic. And let me say this too, ladies and gentlemen. I got a problem with a few people who used to work at ESPN who will remain nameless, black and white, Because I can't stand when people have a problem with management, but you use talent to take out your feelings about how you really, really feel about the network who no longer wants you. We didn't do that to you. We ain't got nothing to do with it. I could go into details about every single person that used to work at ESPN that I got an issue with. In details, I could tell you what their real issues are and how they use others as scapegoats to disguise and hide behind what their real problem is, but I ain't gonna do that because that's none of my business. But I will tell you, it ain't cool. It's not right. I have never said a negative syllable about Keith Olbermann, even though I always felt he was a sick ass. I've never said a word about him. Not one word. Not one word. But the utmost respect for his talent and his genius as a broadcaster. Evidently, life is hard because nobody wants to hire you because they don't like you. Because you don't know how to get along. You don't know how to be considerate of somebody other than yourself. You don't know how to be the kind of person that, hey, I can get along with you. Wasn't it you just last September that sat up there looking at CNN analyst Scott Jennings talking on CNN? And when Jennings had criticized Disney's handling of Kimmel and the Kirk situation, it was Keith Olbermann who responded in one post, quote, "You're next, motherfucker. You're next, MF-er." That's what Keith Olbermann posted. Jennings posted screenshots and tagged the FBI, arguing that this looked like a threat. Olbermann later had to issue a limited apology, saying the phrase had been misinterpreted and that he meant Jennings would be next to lose a media job. I didn't do anything like that. I've never done anything like that. At the end of the day, somebody who's an idiot, that's what you called me, somebody who's all these heinous things, have jobs and you don't. Because I might not have your skill set, but at least I have decorum. At least I have class. At least I have decency. What about you? What about you? This man is a zealot on the left-wing side and has proven it everywhere he goes. He's also somebody who's loose. He ain't all there. Brilliant, but he ain't all there. And clearly somebody allergic to looking in the mirror, because when you tweet out that somebody is damaging to a brand, who would know that better than you? So it is to be taken seriously if you didn't have such a god-awful track record of being more damaging to a brand than arguably anybody in this industry's history. You got some nerve. You really do. But that's all I have to say about you for now. Just know, ain't nobody scared of your ass. People come into the right place when they want to come at me. I don't have a problem with this. I go back and forth anytime I want to, and I ignore stuff 99% of the time because I want to. Not because I'm hesitant or scared to do so. I trust me on that. But as it pertains to this situation, I felt compelled to speak up because I want you to know, I want to remind you of who I am. I'm not somebody that would see a woman get shot and act like it's justified. It wasn't. In my opinion, it was not. Legally speaking, you ain't gonna be able to do anything to the ICE agent. It's a sanctuary city. These people are defying federal law. As a result, ICE, who claims they've been demagogued and people have targeted them and they have statistics, according to them, to show it, which has them on high alert and apt to defend themselves quicker than they're apt to do anything else. It's given them the justification, particularly with this administration in office. As the vice president pointed out, it gives them the justification to act the way that they're acting. But they're not morally right. They're not ethically right. Humanely, they are not right. They were wrong. That officer, that ICE agent was wrong to kill that woman. You did not have to do that. Period. But she wasn't right either to be in that position. I would say that to anybody who defies law enforcement, particularly when they're armed. The objective is to get out of the situation safely to fight another day. You're not going to hear me sounding like the vice president sounded. We know what he said. Essentially, that she put herself in harm's way. And that's what should be highlighted and what the ICE agents are having to endure, not the consequences that ultimately transpired. Needless to say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, Democratic representative out of New York, had a completely different take, specifically aimed against the vice president of the United States. Listen to what she had to say.
I understand that Vice President Vance believes that shooting a young mother of three in the face three times is an acceptable America that he wants to live in, and I do not. And that is a fundamental difference between Vice President Vance and I. I do not believe that the American people should be assassinated in the street. Thank you.
There you have it. Two completely different sides, different points of views. Where in reality, both things could be true. She should not have put herself in harm's way that way, not by protesting on the streets, but by refusing to get out of her car and then backing up and taking off and then putting it in drive and taking off while the officer, the ICE officer, was in front of her vehicle. But he had no business shooting her, especially in the head and killing her. He had no business doing that. That was wrong. Beyond wrong. Unfortunately, in the worlds of the Keith Obermans of the world, saying such a thing, you should be fired. You should be unemployable. You're damaging to the brand. This from a man who spent decades damaging brands. That's all I have to say. Want to make sure my point was clear. And I addressed his pathetic ass at least once. I'll move on from it now and go and enjoy my weekend of college football and pro football, a job he used to have that he was absolutely positively exceptional at, but can't get anybody to hire him to do now. I wonder why. I wonder why. Till next time, everybody. Stephen A. signing off. Peace and love. See you, man.